Hi, and welcome to the Day Trading for Beginners podcast. This is episode 20, and in this episode, we are talking option Greeks explained for beginners. So this is going to be very much an introduction to the Greeks. We want to just talk about sort of what they are. We're not going to get into any specifics regarding strategy or why you might, you know, look to analyze one Greek over another. We just want to kind of talk about what they are. So it's going to be sort of this continuation theme of learning about options. So quite a few episodes back, we did our first introduction to what options are. And we talked about, you know, buying call options and put options. Then we had an episode about selling put options. In a previous episode, we talked all about the pricing of options. And now we're sort of at the stage to talk about the Greeks. And what I thought we would do is in the next episode, we're going to learn about where to actually find options on your options chain within your brokerage account and how to make some purchasing and selling options in a paper trading account. And that would kind of wrap up our discussion here on options. And, you know, like always, you can download my 6-month blueprint that outlines everything I'm doing in the first 6 months. You can find that in the show notes, or you can go to stokestrades.com/blueprint. So we're going to finish up with options probably in the month of April, and then we're going to move on to technical analysis. So let's jump right into it and talk about the option Greeks. And again, this is going to be sort of an introduction to the Greeks. I've used ChatGPT to help me produce this podcast. I think it gives a really good analogy and example that we'll start with, and then we'll dive into more formal definitions of what these Greeks are. And then we're kind of going to end with an example to sort of kind of help us kind of understand what these are. So again, beginner friendly and not really focused on strategy. So the Greeks, what these are is you can kind of think of them as like special math rules that tell us how the price of an option might change in the future based on different factors. So beginners don't really need to worry about, you know, memorizing or understanding the complex math behind the Greeks right away. It's something I haven't even looked into. Here, we want to kind of just talk about the importance of just grasping what each Greek represents and then how it can influence option prices. So, you know, think of the Greeks as, you know, tools that give you insights into risk and potential price movements, rather than, you know, formulas that you need to calculate on your own. And again, most trading platforms, and we're going to look into this in future episodes, especially on the YouTube channel, are going to provide values for you. So you can just focus on kind of interpreting them to make informed trading decisions rather than worrying about how to calculate these math formulas. So you don't need to do that. Again, as you gain more experience, you might find it helpful to look into the mathematics behind these Greeks and behind options. But again, it's not required for this sort of introduction. So what I've actually done here to start is I went and asked ChatGPT to explain the Greeks to me in very simple terms for beginners. And this is what it came up with. And I found that using ChatGPT along with, you know, various finance blogs and YouTube channels has really helped me learn a lot of options. And it's a great tool if you're not using it, something to definitely consider. So here's what ChatGPT sort of explained, how they've explained options using sort of an analogy here for simple terms for beginners. And then we'll dive deeper into more formal definitions. So imagine you are a pilot and you're flying a plane. Now, to ensure a safe and efficient flight, you monitor several instruments that tell you how the plane is performing under current conditions. These instruments might include things like your altitude, your speed, direction, and fuel levels. Each of these readings help you, you know, make decisions to reach your destination safely and on time. And I think we can all understand that. We've, you know, many of us have been in planes. We understand that that sort of makes sense. Now, in the world of options trading, the Greeks serve a similar purpose to those flight instruments. But instead of measuring flight conditions, they measure how different factors affect the price of an option. So I think that's a great way to start learning about options. So here's a simplified sort of breakdown of the most commonly used Greeks and how it relates to this airplane analogy. So Delta is the first Greek and, you know, popular one, and one that's sort of very easy to understand. And you can think of Delta like the speedometer. So it tells you how fast the option's price is expected to change as the price of the underlying stock moves up or down. So if Delta is high, then a small change in the stock price can cause a big change in the option's price. So think of a Delta as the speedometer. And when the stock moves up, the Delta tells you how much the price of the option is going to move up. Next, we have gamma. So gamma is like the acceleration gauge. It shows how quickly the speed of the option's price change is accelerating as the underlying stock price changes. So it shows how quickly Delta is going to change. So it helps predict how Delta will change as the stock price moves up. So as the stock price moves up, Delta will tell you what happens to the option price. That's the speed. And then gamma is like the acceleration. So it's telling you how now the speed is going to change. So gamma affects Delta. And then we have theta. And this is like the fuel gauge, measuring time decay. So remember, options are sort of a wasting asset. They will expire. As you know, each day sort of passes, the quote unquote fuel decreases. So the time value decreases in the option. So theta tells you how much value the option loses each day that goes by. So that's what theta is. It's the time decay. And then we have vega and rho. So vega measures sensitivity to volatility, which is similar to measuring, you know, turbulence in the plane, if you want to think of it that way. So if the market is very turbulent, so if it's very volatile, then vega tells you how much the price of the option could change. A higher vega means the option's price is more sensitive to changes in volatility. And we talked a lot about volatility and implied volatility in the previous episode about option prices. So that could be a good refresher there. So vega, think of it as, you know, measuring turbulence. So as the price on the stock is very volatile, it moves up and down, the vega will tell you what change will happen in the price of the option. And then lastly, rho, it's not used as much. This measures how changes in wind speed, quote unquote, the interest rates, can affect the plane's journey. So it tells you how much the option's price might change when interest rates go up or down. So it's more relevant for long term options. So you can kind of think of rho as wind speed and so on. So if we kind of just review those, and then we'll jump into the formal definition. So, you know, the Greeks, they help option traders understand how different factors affect an option's price, much like how, you know, various instruments help a pilot understand and react to flying conditions. So this understanding enables traders to make more informed decisions, you know, manage their risk, and then strategize their trades more effectively. So again, for this plane analogy, Delta is your speedometer, you know, how fast the option price is expected to change when the stock moves up. Gamma shows the acceleration gauge, so how quickly Delta is going to change. Theta is like your fuel gauge, so you're running out of fuel as you're flying. And this is really measuring time decay. It tells you how much value an option is going to lose every day because, you know, the option will eventually expire. And vega measures sensitivity to volatility. So you can think of that as like turbulence. And then rho is measuring how much the option's price might change when interest rates go up and down. So that's sort of the analogy. I thought that was great. It really helped me kind of go through these formal definitions now and then decided to kind of jump back to that plane analogy. It's helped me. So hopefully it'll help you. And again, in the show notes, I'm going to have this article reference that you can kind of go and reference if you need to reread it a few times. Okay, so let's talk the formal definitions now. And I think this will help help this stuff sink in a little bit better. So each Greek value, it's specific to each individual option contract, and it's influenced by things like the option strike price, the current price of the underlying asset, and the time until the expiration for that option. So the Greeks are specific to an option. They're not specific to a stock. So, you know, if we're talking, you know, Tesla stock, we've talked a lot about that on this podcast. You know, the options are the Greeks will be different for every single type of option that there is on Tesla. So a call option with a certain strike price, it's going to have different values for the Greeks than a option with a, you know, lower or higher strike price or different expiration date. So keep that in mind that these relate to individual option contracts. So, okay, delta, let's go over that again. So again, delta measures an option's price sensitivity to changes in the price of the underlying stock. So for call options, delta ranges from 0 to 1, indicating how much the price of the option is expected to move for a $1 change in the underlying stock. And then for puts, it's sort of a negative relationship. So the delta range is going to be -1 to 0 because, you know, as the price moves up, the value of that option will go down. So a delta of 0.5, for example, this means that the option's price is expected to move by 50 cents for every $1 move in the underlying stock. So that is what a delta is. It measures the price sensitivity of the option to changes in the stock price. So if the stock goes up by 1 and your delta for your call option is 0.5, 50 cents, that means when the stock goes up by $1, the option will go up by 50 cents. So for call options, as the stock price increases, we know that the value of the option, you know, tends to go up. And that's why the delta for call options is positive. And then on the other side, if the stock goes down, then the value of these call options will decrease. So if the stock drops by $1, it goes -$1, then your delta is going to be 0.5 times -1. It's going to be, you know, -50 cents. So that's how you measure delta. And then put options, again, they gain value when the stock falls. Remember, when you buy a put option, you have the right to sell at a certain strike price. So you want the stock to go down and then you can buy at that low price, sell at your strike price. So that's when you make money. When you buy a put option, you want the stock to go down. So their delta is represented negatively. It would be -1 to 0, showing that the option's price moves inversely to the stock price. So again, when the stock price goes up, the value of that option is going to go down. And that's why you just have a -2 to 0, space there for delta. So again, call options gain value when the stock price increases and they lose value when it decreases proportional to their delta. That's what delta measures. And put options, again, they gain value when the stock price decreases and they lose value when it increases, again, proportional to their negative delta. So that's a delta. And I think thinking of that as the speedometer, again, when the stock price goes up by $1, the option is going to go up by the delta. And again, inversely for puts. So that is delta. So let's move on to gamma now. Remember, gamma is the accelerator of that delta. So gamma measures the rate of change of delta with respect to changes in the price of the underlying stock. So it shows how delta is expected to change as the underlying stock price changes. So here is a simple example, and we're going to go over an example sort of at the end of the podcast as well with all of this stuff. But if you own, say for an example, just made up, a call option on a company called Fruit Tech, and let's say the delta of this option is 0.5. So again, this means that if Fruit Tech stock goes up by $1, the price of your option is expected to increase by 50 cents. That's your call option. Now, suppose the gamma for this option is 0.1. So what this means is that if Fruit Tech stock price goes up by $1, not only does the option's price increase by the delta that we said was 0.5, but then the delta is going to now increase by 0.1 because of this gamma. So after the stock price goes up by $1, your options delta is now going to be 0.6. It's going to go from 0.5 up to 0.6. It's going to add 0.1 because that's what the gamma is. So this change means if Fruitech stock goes up by another dollar, well, your options price, it doesn't just jump up by another 50 cents as it would have in the original first price move because delta was 0.5, but now it's going to increase by 60 cents because there's a new delta. There's an acceleration there of gamma onto that old delta number. So this shows how sensitive the option is becoming to changes in the stock price as the stock price moves up. So the stock price moves up by a dollar. Delta is indicating that your options price is going to go up by 50 cents, but then the gamma now changes delta. And if it goes up by another dollar, then your options price is going to go up by now 60 cents in this example. So in simple terms, gamma helps you understand not just how the options price will change with the stock price, but how, you know, the speed of this change, the delta adjusts as the stock moves up. So that is gamma accelerator. Okay. And then we've got the last three here, theta, vega, and rho. So theta, again, theta measures the sensitivity of the options price to the passage of time, referred to as time decay. So in our plane example, this was like the fuel that you're sort of running out. So it represents how much an options price is expected to decrease every day, holding all other factors constant. So options, again, they lose value as they approach their expiration date because there's less probability now. There's less time for the stock to move up or move down. So their extrinsic value, we talked about that in the last episode, it gets smaller, it decays, and you know theta gives a measure of this rate of decline each day. So when you look at the theta number, that tells you how much the option is going to decrease by each day, holding all other things constant. And then vega, again, vega measures sensitivity to changes in implied volatility of the underlying stock. And again, implied volatility represents the market's expectation of future volatility. So this was that turbulence example. So vega will indicate how much an options price is expected to change with 1% change in implied of volatility. We talked about implied volatility in the previous video. And basically what this means, you know, as a stock becomes more volatile, the price of the option is going to change as well, because there's more probability that, you know, the stock might go up for call options or might go down for put options. So there's a vega is going to indicate that when that implied volatility goes up by 1%, what is going to be the effect on that price of that option. So that is vega, measuring the sensitivity to implied volatility of the stock. And then lastly, rho, not used as much, measures an option sensitivity to interest rates as they change. So it represents how much an option's price is expected to change when there's 1% change of the quote unquote risk-free interest rate. So rho is much more significant for longer term options as interest rates, you know, they have a greater impact on these option prices. So those are more formal definitions of these, you know, most common Greeks used for options. Now, when you're looking at, you know, where are these found, you know, these kind of just sound like, okay, they're, you know, you've told me what these are. They're just these numbers. You know, where do you find them? Well, you know, these are all found in your dashboard. So in the next episode on YouTube, what we're going to do is we're going to look into them within our dashboard. And we're going to see that, you know, when you bring up a list of options that you might want to purchase or sell, you can click on them. And then your dashboard is going to give you the rundown of what the delta, gamma, vega, rho, and theta is of that particular option. And then in the future, when you learn more about strategy, you know, you might be using these values to decide on what to do in terms of, you know, buying, selling, what your overall strategy will be. So again, all your brokerage platform, where you're buying and selling options. For me, for this whole journey, we're going to use Interactive Broker. So within the dashboard there, you're going to be able to find all these values for any particular option that you look at. So it's very easy to find. You don't need to calculate any of these yourself. These values are all going to be given to you. And then you can think about them and, you know, analyze them and apply them to any strategy that you might have. And again, for us on this journey, we're certainly not at that stage yet. We just want to understand what these things are. Now, one thing that I've already mentioned, and it was a thought that came up to me, and I think it's worth sharing here, is that it's a concept that I needed to understand. It's very easy, but that, you know, these Greeks, again, they're specific to each option, not, you know, uniformly tied to the underlying stock itself. So this, you know, individuality arises because the Greeks are influenced by factors that can differ vastly across, you know, different options, even for these same stocks. So again, the strike price and the expiration, these are going to affect these different values in the Greeks. So options with different strike prices or expiration dates, they're going to have different sensitivities to market movements. You know, delta, volatility, vega, and time decay, these are all going to be different when the strike price and expiration prices are different. And then, you know, market conditions, again, implied volatility, so vega, it's going to vary for options based on how the market perceives future volatility, which can be different for, again, short-term versus long-term options. So the vega is going to be very different for an option that expires this Friday versus one that expires, you know, in a few months. And then intrinsic and extrinsic value, these also play a role in how an option's price and then its Greeks are calculated. So options that are, you know, deep in the money, which have a lot of intrinsic value, they might have, you know, a delta that's close to one, meaning that when the stock price goes up by one, the option price also goes up by almost one because, you know, it's very much in the money. If you know, the strike price is for option, for a call option is below the stock price now, then you're making money. So every time, you know, a dollar goes up for the stock, you know, a dollar will go up for your call option. So it's, there's a high probability that that will be finishing in the money. So again, this sensitivity to price changes will be different while a price, when an option is in the money versus one that might be out of the money. So again, there's a lot of factors that affect these Greeks, and they relate to the individual details of each specific option. So what I think we would do to wrap this up is just run through a simple example, and we're going to talk through these different Greeks and what these different values might do to a stock. It's just a very simple example. We're going to just go by each one. Keep in mind that, you know, these things can all change at the same time. We're going to talk about them sort of individually here, but just keep in mind that, you know, in real life, you know, the delta, gamma, everything can kind of be affected all at the same time rather than sort of spaced out. But again, for this example, we'll just kind of walk through this simple example. So let's pretend that we're starting with a stock that's priced at $100. And let's imagine we're looking at a call option for the stock with a strike price of $100. So it's right at the money. So the stock is trading for $100. We have the call option with the strike price of $100. So we have the right to buy at $100. And then it's got one more month to expiration date. And initially, we're going to assume that the price of this option is $5. So now let's look at the Greeks and see how it might affect price. So if we just kind of do a quick review, the stock price is at 100. We have an option to buy this stock at 100. So we're right at the money. The stock price and the strike price are right at the same the same value there. So this stock is at the money and it's going for $5. So what this is, that $5 is represented by the extrinsic value. There's no intrinsic value. 100 minus 100 is zero, but it's priced at $5. So there's extrinsic value because there's a month more to go. There's, you know, this time, 30 days to go where there's might be some probability that the stock moves up above 100, and then this option becomes in the money. So that $5 is really all extrinsic value. So let's see how that $5 changes through affecting some of the Greeks. So let's first talk delta. So let's suppose that the delta on this option is 0.5. So again, this means that for every $1 increase in the stock price, the option's price should increase by 50 cents. So let's see the stock price now, it increases and it goes up to $101. So the option price changes. The option price will change. So with a delta of 0.5, the option's new price would be $5.50. So $1 times 0.5, that's the delta, 50 cents. So we add that to the price of $5. So now our new option price is $5.50 as the stock has risen from 100 to 101 because our delta is 0.5. So then let's look at gamma. Now let's say gamma is 0.1. So this means the delta now will increase by 0.1. So for every new $1 move, the delta is 0.6. So if the next move, the stock price increases by another dollar, now the stock price is at 102. What's going to happen to the option price? Well, the new option price would be $6.10. So it's going to be that 550 that we started with. Now we've got to add our new delta. The price went up by another dollar and the new delta is 0.6. It's 0.5 plus the gamma of 0.1. So now we've got 0.6 plus 5.5 is $6.10. So again, listening to this on the podcast, the article is going to be below in the show notes, but we'll just kind of continue talking through this. So we've seen how deltas affected it, and then gamma has affected the delta, and we've got another $1 move up. So now we're at $6.10. So now let's talk theta. Well, imagine that the theta for this option is 0.05, meaning that for every day, the option will lose that amount due to the passage of time. So the option's price in one day is now going to decrease by 5 cents due to time decay, you know, assuming no other changes. So after that decay, the price would be approximately $6.05 from $6.10. So that day we lost 5 cents because that is theta affecting the price of the option because, you know, we're losing time. The expiration date is getting closer. So we're at $6.05. Now we look at vega. You know, let's suppose that the vega is 0.2, indicating that the option's price is going to change by 20 cents for every 1% change in implied volatility. And let's pretend that there's a volatility increase. So the stock's implied volatility, it's increased by 1%. So what happens to the price of the option? Well, the option's price is going to now increase by 20 cents, making the new option price $6.25. And then we've got rho. Let's assume that it's 0.01, showing that the option's price is going to change by 1 cent for every 1% change in interest rates, and we'll pretend that maybe interest rates increase, they increase by 1%. So now the new option price is going to be increased by 1 cent. So now we've got $6.26. So in that example, we've started with an option that was priced at $5 and the stock moved up by a dollar, it moved up by another dollar. So we've increased it by the delta. Delta changed from the gamma now, and we moved into over $6.10. And then we had time decay that dropped the option price a little bit. Then volatility went up by 1%. So we knocked 20 cents onto that option price. And then the interest rates went up. So we knocked another penny on, and we've left with $6.26 when we started at five. So that's just a really quick summary of how the Greeks influence and change the price of an option. Now, also keep in mind, this is a simplified scenario, just illustrating how each Greek can affect an option's price, showing, you know, their interconnected roles in this type of pricing. But again, keep in mind, in the real life, real markets, these factors, they can change simultaneously all at the same time. And the actual option, you know, pricing can be way more complex than just running through a couple bullet points here that we have done. But I think that's a good place to wrap it up. I think that's a good introduction to these options. Again, you know, as you progress more, and me personally, as we move into, you know, trading for real, I will want to dive into each one of these and learn more strategy regarding them. Something we don't want to do right now. Here, we just wanted to get an introduction. And I think this podcast, and for me, going over these examples has really helped, you know, solidify an understanding of what these mean and how they affect price. And then in the future, we're going to talk more about, you know, actually strategizing them, what to look for, you know, how you would think about each of them when you buy or sell, or what trading strategy you have. So again, I hope that you found this useful. In the show notes, you can find the link to this article if you want to review this. And again, if you want to join our free community on school, you can find a link to that on our website. I've got a section there where I list all the resources that I've personally used to learn options, and you can find that on the free community on school. And again, you can download the blueprint that I'm following at stokestrades.com/blueprint. So thank you so much for listening. In the next episode, I think we're going to talk about how to actually buy and sell options on your dashboard. So we'll have perhaps a podcast, but we will certainly have a YouTube video about that. So consider subscribing there as well. And I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you in the next episode.